You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Welcome everyone. It's so good to be here with you, sharing God's Word. Most of you should be aware, but if you're not, Murray and I moved into a new house probably about 2 months ago. And because when you move into a new house, I'm not sure if other people have experienced this, you suddenly hear noises that you're not used to. So, you know, in my old house, I kind of knew what all those noises meant, but in the new house, it's like, oh, what was that? And especially if Murray hasn't been home and I've suddenly hear this noise, like, oh, then okay, it's just the new noises of the house. I will be okay. But that's what I want to declare today. New sounds of power and authority in our lives and in this church. New sounds for equipping us and for us to hear and recognize so we can do what He has called us to do. So let's pray. Lord God, as we come into this time around Your Word, we just want to continue to honor You and declare that You are worthy. And Lord God, we just pray and declare that Your truth will come into each of our hearts of what You've called us to do. And Lord God, what You've done in our lives so that we can share it with others. And we thank You, we give You all the glory and the honour. We love You, Lord God. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Renu spoke on being ambassadors for Jesus. And being ambassador for Jesus meant that, like has already been said, we have a message, a mission and a mandate. In the natural, if a person goes to another country as an ambassador for Australia, they get the resources and the backing of Australia in which to do their job. They get information, they get policies, they get procedures, they get strategies. They are fully equipped to carry out the roles and responsibilities that they're there to do. And if something goes wrong, I know that there will be a procedure in place. There'll be someone that they can call. They are not left alone. They have the full authority to represent the government. So it is an important job. And you and I have been called to be ambassadors for Jesus. And the good news is we are not alone. We have the resources and the backing of heaven. We have the Holy Spirit who helps us as we rely on Him. He equips us. It's not our power and our strength. It's through Him. We can outwork His authority in our lives. We can outwork His truth in our lives. And we can be secure to know that we can do what He's called us to do because we are not alone. You know, personally, if we're unsure of a situation that we are facing, we are not alone. We can ask the Holy Spirit for His help and His guidance. And I know that He comes through to lead us so that we know the next step of the way in our journey. If you're in a conversation with someone or people and you suddenly feel yourself uncomfortable, you are not alone. You can remove yourself from that situation or you can ask that person to stop. We have been given the authority that we can outwork in our lives because we have the Holy Spirit working through us. You know, a few years ago when I was in youth, so I think it was probably only 2 years ago, a couple of my friends and I went to McDonald's after the youth meeting, which is what you did. I don't know if you guys are still doing that today. And we just were talking about the things of God. And I noticed this lady sitting near us and I could tell she was listening into what we were saying. And when she got up, she came past us and she began to say some basically not nice things about what we'd been talking about. And suddenly just something rose up within me and I very nicely said to her, "You need to stop and move away." This was our conversation. That's the power and the authority of Holy Spirit working in our lives. When there's something that we're uncomfortable with, we can say, stop. He gives us that power and He gives us that authority because we are called to be His ambassadors. But you know what's also encouraging about that? That the Holy Spirit helps us to recognize when something is not right. For example, just personally with our own actions and the things that we say. We are not alone because He is with us if we need to correct those things. We have His backing, we have His encouragement, and we have His strength, and we certainly do not have condemnation. It might be how we talk to others. It might be our tone or the way we say things. It might be getting angry about something and then taking it out on people that had nothing to do with that situation. It may be not being in agreement with your partner about a major decision that needs to be made. It might be the fact that when you get into your car, the person in front of you is going so slow and you become impatient, which never happens to me because I have the passenger sitting next to me, which is not the Holy Spirit, it's Murray, who taps me on the shoulder and says, "It's okay, we will get there." So do not get up to the backside of someone else. Just let it be. You will get there. We at times might get a check. Should I really have said that? Or should I have really acted in that way? And it's never too late to correct things that the Holy Spirit is placing in your heart to do so. You know, actually just a couple of weeks ago, I had a situation at work where I had to speak some truth into one of my staff's life, but the way I said it probably wasn't the right way. And when I walked away from that situation, I just didn't feel right. And I went home that night and I was like, oh, I know I need to make amends. So the next day when I went and spoke to him, I asked the Holy Spirit before I went and spoke to him, said, "You know, Holy Spirit, you are the best at bringing truth, but you do it in a healthy and loving way. Help me to enact that right now in this situation." And I said to this person, "Look, I'm really sorry. Yes, what I may have said was right, but the way I said it wasn't, and I just need to say I'm really sorry." And can I tell you, that has actually produced such a good working relationship now between me and this person. So let me encourage you, it is never too late to bring change into the way you say things, the way you do things, because the reality is the Holy Spirit, yes, He brings truth. But aren't you glad He does it in a loving and healthy way into our lives so that we can do that, outwork that into other our situations, into other people's lives? Because it's not by might. It's not by my power, thank you, Lord, but it's by His strength, it's by His power, and it's by His authority outworking in my life to bring restoration and health, not only to my life, but the people around us. We are not alone. This is what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:20. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." The Apostle Paul was an ambassador for God, and he testified to what Jesus did on the cross. It was not his own opinions, but it was the truth of what had happened, the message of hope, salvation, and reconciliation. And he wanted others to also experience this life-changing message of hope and reconciliation to the Father. You know, Paul spoke with boldness and conviction. And yes, he certainly didn't always have it easy. And he certainly had opposition. But he remained faithful to the message of hope and salvation. And you might say to me, "Well, that was all good for the Apostle Paul. Haven't you seen how he experienced salvation, the conversion that he went through in Acts 9? And after all, he is Paul." But you know what? So did you. When you accepted Jesus, you had a major life-changing experience. Your life will never, ever be the same. You have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You now walk in freedom. You are free from sin and shame. Yes, that might have seemed like a radical conversion, but so was yours when you accepted Jesus in this place. His life, His freedom, our lives, never to be the same. So how can you and I be confident in being ambassadors for Jesus? If we are called to share Jesus with others, how does God help us so that we can be His ambassadors? Because of the promise from the Father. This is a well-known verse that I want to look at today, and I'm sure most of us have either read it or heard about it. But it's in Acts 1:8, and it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This was Jesus speaking these words, and this was the last thing that he said to his disciples before he went to be with his Father. So that we know that this was important, because this was a promise from him that we will have power and that we will be witnesses for him. Jesus had already spoken about the Holy Spirit to his disciples in the Gospels. And in John, for example, it says this in John 16:7. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Now, they may not have completely understood what Jesus meant and how this would impact their lives, but they were about to find out. There are two things that Jesus said would happen when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The first one is you shall receive power. So firstly, what does power mean? In the dictionary, it just says it's the ability or capacity to do something or act in a particular way. But what does the Bible say power means in this verse? Most of you might be aware of this, but the Greek word means dunamis, which means power, strength and ability, his efficiency and his might in our lives. What great news today. He has given us his ability to outwork God's purposes in our lives, his ability to know his truth and his will, his ability to know how to speak to others. So how does this outwork in our lives? His ability enables us to live the Christian life. His power gives us victory over sin and sickness, bad habits, wrong attitudes, and the enemy. This is what his ability does. So what do we need to do? We need to appropriate that power, his ability, through spending time with him and getting to know him. So does that mean we are stronger spiritually? And if the answer is yes, does that mean that we have the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit to be stronger mentally, emotionally, and physically? What do you guys think? Okay, I'm hearing a resounding yes. So let's see what the Word of God says. The power of the Holy Spirit, his ability affects every aspect of our being. Praise the Lord. Our spirits through salvation, our cell room, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, and our body. His ability, yes, we can grow stronger spiritually as we continue to allow his ability to be outworked in our lives. Because it's not him, it's him. And he is strong. He is powerful. And he lives inside of us as we continue to spend time with him. And as we continue to rely on his ability, we will grow stronger spiritually. Amen. His ability gives us the strength to grow stronger in our daily walk with him. And we can be strengthened in our soul realm. Praise the Lord for that. Our mind, our will, and emotions. Ephesians 4:23 says, "Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes." Holy Spirit, my thoughts and attitudes need to be renewed by you daily. I just want to spend time with you so that I can activate that in my life. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." As we apply his instructions, we grow in health and strength in our soul realm. I am not the same that I was yesterday, and praise the Lord for that, because I'm allowing him to constantly renew the way I think, the way I talk, the way I interact with people, even the way I drive. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. praise the Lord that I'm allowing you, Holy Spirit, who brings truth and liberty and freedom into the way I think and the way I respond to people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that it's not me, but it's you, as I allow you to outwork in my life. As I listen, and as I listen, I do what you've called me to do. I don't want to be stubborn, mighty God. I don't want to be stubborn. I don't want to be stuck in the mud, but I want to move forward so that I'm healthy in my emotions, that I'm healthy in my decision making, that I'm healthy in the way that I think, because it brings glory to who you are, because you are so worthy. And not only does it impact me, but I know it helps my relationships with my husband, with my stepchildren, with my family, with my workmates. And it will do that for you too, because it's who God is. His ability outworking in our lives. John 16:13 says this, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you of things to come." As we continue to spend time with him, we will grow in recognizing his voice when he speaks to us, because he speaks truth and he guides us into all truth. Is there something that you are needing to be guided into today? What truth do you need to hear? What is Holy Spirit speaking to you about? Holy Spirit, who is our guide, shows us the way. So his ability physically, does it help us in our body? Does this mean we'll be able to lift heavy weights and look like Samson? Well, actually, I'm not sure how Samson looked, but you never know. He had long hair. There you go. Oh, I've got long hair. So years ago, back in Adelaide, when I was a teenager, which was a little bit more than 2 years ago, we had this team come out called the Power Team. And you can see it now being demonstrated on the screen. They were bodybuilders and they were so strong. And they came out and they would tear, if you can even remember this, phone books in half, and it was a South Australian phone book, so it was a big one. And then they would blow up hot water bottles until they would explode. They would go through ice, they'd go through wood. And then once they had done this, they would then talk about how God is powerful in their life. I tell you, the 80s have a lot to answer for. But at the time, it was such a great message. I remember telling all my friends, "You've got to come to see the Power Team at our church. It's so cool." And they did. I had about three or four of my friends come and they got saved. So there was a good result from this. But does this mean that's what we're going to look like? Is this the strength? Is this the strength that God is talking about? Do I hear a resounding amen? Thank you, Power Team. But 3 John 1:2 does say this, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers." So this is encouragement to us that God wants our body and our soul to be well and prosper. We may not look like the Power Team, but we are strong in God. What else did Jesus say would happen when the Holy Spirit comes upon you? "You will be my witnesses." So what does the word witness mean? A person who sees an event take place. And what comes to mind? It could be witnessing an accident. It could be witnessing someone getting an award. It could be witnessing a crime. It could be witnessing someone getting married. There's so many different ways that we witness things in our lives. But what does the Bible say? In John 15:26, "But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." And the Message version says it like this, "When the friend I plan to send you from the Father comes, the Spirit of truth issuing from the Father, he will confirm everything about me." You too, from your side, must give your confirming evidence since you are in this with me from the start. Holy Spirit will always testify about Jesus. which then strengthens our faith. Because the Holy Spirit will confirm who Jesus is, he'll help us to do the same with our family, our friends, our workmates, and people we may not even know. What can we do? We share with Jesus, we share with people who Jesus is. We give evidence to the change he has brought into our lives. We give evidence of who Jesus is by our lifestyle. We give evidence of who Jesus is by our attitudes, the things we say and do. And then what happened in Acts chapter 2? The disciples had heard about the promise from Jesus, and now they experienced something that changed their lives, which was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God gives us this gift so that it helps us even more to be his witnesses, his ambassadors, an added dimension to our Christian walk. So what is the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? The purpose is so the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so our lives become a living witness to the fact that Jesus Christ is alive in me and you today. This outworks in the way we walk, our talk, our conduct, and our attitudes. Speaking in tongues is the initial evidence of being baptized. We now have a spiritual language to communicate with God. Speaking tongues, which builds us up. Jude 1:20 says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." His power, his ability to live this Christian life and to be his witnesses. We know Jesus is alive. We know he is the risen Savior and he lives in us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside you and me. So how did this impact the disciples' lives and outwork in their lives? Last week, Pastor Arzi shared about from Acts chapter 3 where there was a lame man. And when Peter and John came to him, he was hoping to get money, but instead they gave him the name of Jesus. And as they reached out their hands and he took it, as he stood up, he was healed. And by doing so, his life was changed. But what happened next? From this experience, Peter and John were arrested and the following day brought before the rulers and the elders and different people of authority. These people asked them a question, and then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, speaks. When Peter had finished speaking, what was the response of these people? They knew that they had been with Jesus. There was no denying it. In Acts 4:14, it says this, "They couldn't take their eyes off of them, Peter and John, standing there so confident, so sure of themselves. Their fascination deepened when they realized these two were laymen with no training in scripture or formal education. They recognized them as companions of Jesus. But with the man right before them, seeing him standing there so upright, so healed, what could they say against that? What an amazing transformation in the power of the Holy Spirit in Peter's life. The ability of Holy Spirit in Peter's life enabled him to speak so boldly and not deny who Jesus was. In Acts 4:8 says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke." He wasn't scared, he wasn't afraid, and he definitely didn't deny who Jesus was. He knew that Jesus was alive in him, and now he was a living witness to this fact. And they couldn't deny that these two men had been with Jesus. The ability of Holy Spirit working through them to be his witnesses and to testify that Jesus had risen and that he is the only way to be saved. He and no other. You know, the council, these people, this group of men couldn't take their eyes off of Peter and John. Why? They knew that there was something different about them. Their boldness, their transformation. They were so confident, not in of themselves, but because of the ability of Holy Spirit working in their lives. And we too can grow in boldness and confidence to share who Jesus is. The ability of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. You know, their amazement grew when they realized that these two didn't have a formal education. They were just ordinary men whose lives have been transformed by the power of Holy Spirit. He testified through them the truth of who Jesus is. Like Peter and John, we don't have to have formal training in the Bible to know who Jesus is. Whether we have or have not gone to Bible college, it doesn't matter. As we begin to open our mouths, the Holy Spirit will give us the words to say that testify that Jesus is alive in us and our lives are changed because of this. We too can speak truth as the Holy Spirit gives us the words to say. They knew they had been with Jesus. I want people to know that I have been with Jesus and my life is different because of this. And I know that's your heart as well. And they couldn't deny a miracle had taken place because the man was right there in front of their eyes. They couldn't deny it. It's what had happened. It was truth. And Jesus is alive today to help us to be witnesses for him. This morning, as the worship team come up, you know, I believe that I know that we have power and I know that God has called us to be witnesses. But I also believe that the Holy Spirit is just wanting to like refresh, impart a new sense of boldness and confidence into our hearts and lives today to be his witnesses. I'll be the first to tell you that sometimes I am afraid to say things. But I so desperately want people to know who Jesus is because of the change in my life. And I just think, God, I know that you've given me your power. Help me to step out in boldness and confidence because you have given me the ability to testify who Jesus is. In Romans 15, 13, it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, 2 weeks ago, it was early in the morning, it was still dark, when suddenly outside our front door, because our bedroom door is right there, I heard this very, very loud cat fight. And so I knew that my cat was involved in this cat fight. So being protective of my cat, I just jumped up straight away, did not even think about anything, and walked with purpose to go and save my cat. But in doing so, I didn't realise that our bedroom door was ajar, and I went straight into the bedroom door, hit the side of my face, and fell down. Which is funny now, of course. I was completely surprised because I was not expecting it. And I had some wise words behind me say, why did you run? I said, I didn't run, I walked with purpose. And he said, well, why didn't you turn the light on? I said, well, I normally do. But I saw a need and my cat was in trouble. And I could see a few bruises on my face from that situation, so could Murray. But you know, that is what I want my life to be like. As I spend time with Jesus, I am impacted by his truth. I am impacted by his love, his mercy and his grace. And then when I walk out to talk to other people, they see that there is something different about me. It may not be a bruise, but it could be in the way I speak to them. It might be in the encouraging word that I share with them. It may be just because I say, you know what, you go in front of me. Because my attitudes, my actions, my speech, who I am is being impacted by the power of Almighty God to help me be a witness and testify to the goodness of God in my life. And I know that that's your heart cry. And so this morning as the band worship team begin to sing this song, if that is you, if you're saying, God, this is what your word says, that you will give me power. You will cause me to be a witness, but I need it. I just need your strength. I need to see your ability working through me. That I want to encourage you as we stand in this place. I want you to come down the front because his power is here today to bring encouragement and to give you strength and boldness to speak his word. This morning, if you don't know Jesus, or maybe it's been a long time since you've walked with him, then I'd love to give you this opportunity for you to experience what we've been talking about. The fact that He will give you the strength to outwork this Christian walk, that He will change your life from the inside out. And in Romans 10:9 it says this, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. So I just want to kind of say this prayer, and I'd love for you to repeat this prayer after me, and everyone's going to join in. Dear Jesus, please come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I declare that you are Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I choose to follow you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.